other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Clifford Carnicom will join us for an hour plus to talk about chemtrails, aerial spraying, what's really going on, the latest developments there, and going back over his 6-7 years of research on this. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Tim, Williamson, or Wilson, and others. Tim in West Virginia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. This is Tim. I'm back to West Virginia there. What I wanted to call you about, I received a call from a survey, a presidential survey. They was wanting the ratings on Bush. They wanted to know if maybe Bush's rating was a little bit higher than what the biased media was reporting it to be.
And so it was a fake neocon call.
Right, right. So I said, okay, yeah, do you care to participate in the survey? I said, sure. So then they put someone on there and use this drum roll about the giving comfort and aid to the enemy and all that stuff, for an analyst. So Dr. Gray says, how do you rate that? I said, well, I say his rating is lower than what they were reporting. And they say, well, why do you think that? I said, well, I'll give you one word. William Rodriguez? He didn't know what that was. I said, okay, 9/11, inside job. Bush did it. Should be charged for treason and executed. And he said, what? I said, yeah. He said, no, Clinton done that, and he hung up on me.
So you've got some neocon polling agency calling. That's called a push poll, by the way. Should our leader be able to protect us from terrorists?
Right.
And then the headline, the people support Bush in the war on terror. I mean, I've gotten calls like that before, and then they'll put out a little fake neocon report.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought was kind of funny. They were saying the biased media was actually putting out the ratings lower than...
Are you kidding? The so-called liberal media is busy spinning and lying and acting like Bush actually runs something. The guy's a puppet to begin with.
Exactly.
Hey, good job, Tim. I appreciate your call. Only thing I disagree with is I'm not going to come on air and say I think Bush should be executed. He's a puppet. I think he deserves a jury by his peers, needs to be brought to trial for treason, and then the sentence needs to be carried out. Let's talk to, and I would just advise our listeners never to really talk like that, because you can get in a lot of trouble for saying that. And I'm not condescending against the caller. Sounds like a great person. I just don't want our good people to get in trouble. Let's talk to Wilson in Arkansas. Wilson, welcome.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I've got a quick comment and an unrelated question.
Sure, go ahead.
My comment is to Christians, and this is as a Christian, to those who support Israel, no matter what Israel does. Evil is evil, and no one has the right to do it. Tribulation and anguish comes upon every man that does evil, to the Jew first and also the Gentile. But glory and honor and peace to every man that works good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. It's in Romans, if anybody wants to check it out. Nobody has a right to do evil. Just because you're called Israel, whatever, evil's evil, period. My question was, what's your take on the Leo Wanta $4.5 trillion settlement articles that are floating around the Internet? And I'll take your comment off.
Thank you. I don't know what to say about that. I don't know if that's accurate or if that's real or what's going on. I haven't had time to properly research it, and that's basically where I'll leave it. There's a lot of stuff on the web that you can't confirm one way or the other, so I just move away from it. For those that just joined us, Israel admits they're targeting civilian convoys that they told to flee, and the convoys in southern Lebanon out of 5 major towns and villages run up against the bridges that have been bombed out, and then here come the helicopters and jets firing Hellfire missiles and dropping 500-pound bombs and scraping them. And there are photos and video, and it's all over the foreign press, of dead families splattered all over the road. But you're not really seeing that. You're seeing a censored version, a watered-down version on our news. So in part of the third hour today, I'll get more into that. I mentioned a bunch of news in the last hour I was going to get into, and I haven't yet. I will cover it. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. Marshals, innocent people placed on watch list to meet quota. Oh, my gosh. This is out of Denver. This is out of TV Channel 7. And it is admitted that they are putting innocent people's names on terrorist watch lists. We'll get to that later. Stay with us.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calex never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calex ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Before we get into this next subject of the government and private agencies, groups, organizations, black op, black world, corporations, syndicates carrying out aerial spraying against the American people, I want to just set the table here. And I hope to keep Clifford Carnicom at least halfway into the next hour, so we have plenty of time to take your calls. I remember long before we had even heard of chemtrails instead of contrails, condensation trails, reading in declassified government documents in 77 that there had been over 3,000 declassified instances of aerial spraying of chemical, biological, and radiological materials, and then a whole other section of particulates that didn't fit into those four, being sprayed on the American people. And I like to go back to really famous cases of the few that have been actually heard of. Aircraft and Navy ships sprayed biological agents that did cause deaths. That's mainstream news. Details remain classified. That's what was declassified in 77 in the ship channel, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge area of San Francisco in 1949. In 1968, time-release bio-agents were released from the New York subway at 9 a.m. in the morning in 1968. Death resulted. Army doctors were at nearby hospitals, quote, in residency in the months before so that they could chronicle for themselves what the effects were. They have never told us what the biological agent was, only that it was a bacterium. Okay, there's two famous examples. I've interviewed a bunch of sailors and Air Force officers, and I've interviewed British soldiers and whistleblowers, and it's been in the BBC and AP, and it's been everywhere, that from the 1940s until 1985, Project Shad, from Hawaii to Germany, would have troops stand out in the field, say, in Wales, and jets would fly over at 500 feet and spray a chemical weapon on them, and troops would die on the spot, and troops would die a week later, and troops would die 5 years later, and some are still alive. Or they tell a young officer, you get an extra three-day leave if you sign in for a flu test. We're going to spray you with flu and see, you know, it's for the country. Then the guy signs it, and they walk him in the chamber, hit him with VX nerve gas. He dies. They dissect the body. Folks, there are thousands of these, literally. Listen, I've read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds myself, okay? And then I've looked at lists of thousands. I cannot cover it at all. I would be here talking for eternity. 2 years ago, let's use a newer example. It's in the Daily Oklahoman. It's in the Oklahoma papers that 5,000 pounds of Subtilis globigi, a bacteria that can cause spontaneous abortions in all mammalian species, and is listed by the federal government and the Army as dangerous, was sprayed on every town and city over a one-year period. 5,000 pounds. You'd read in the Daily Oklahoman, 5,000 pounds of Subtilis globigi will be sprayed in hundreds of different operations by small fixed-wing aircraft over the next year by the Department of Homeland Security in a test of the wind patterns of a biological release. It is completely safe. Then you go read what Subtilis globigi is. It is causes upper respiratory problems, abortions, blood infections, everything. Just go look it up. That's one more case of thousands. White Rock, New Mexico, spraying on and on and on and on. Black men, it first came out over 45 years that they just let them die of syphilis and spread it. No, 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 no. Now it's come out they gave it to them. They've caught the UN in over 100 countries with over 10 different manufacturers putting a pathogen hormone attached to the tetanus pathogen to sterilize women. On and on and on. Bayer, for over 10 years, knowingly knew their factor VIII, every dose had AIDS in it and hepatitis C, and that everyone was going to get it who took it. And their own documents are now public, MSNBC. It's all public that they knowingly said, so what, let them die. So I don't want to hear that the government wouldn't spray us with something, because I cannot even chronicle how many instances there are. Now, let me add this, and we're going to Clifford Carnicom, who I am just so proud of. He made a documentary. He put it out for free. They sell it for, he didn't even sell it for $2 a piece for shipping. They stream it for free. We got a link to it on Infowars.com. That's when you care, folks. I think you ought to charge a little more so you can have more funds to fund his operation, but he's done some of the best research out there. But C'est la vie, he just gives it out for free. Free stream of it, and then you can also get it for the cost of shipping. So, but before I go any further, there are nuts everywhere who point at every condensation trail and discredit all of us and say, that's a chemical trail, that's a chemical. No, no. If they're spraying at 30,000 feet, all the evidence shows they're either hitting somebody 5, 10,000 miles away where the jet stream comes down to ground, or they are engaging in atmospheric manipulations, which we have documents on, weather control. There's a bunch of different stuff going on. People all try to say it's this or it's that. No, as usual, it's a cocktail of different operations. But we had reports before people ever heard of contrails in 1998-97, and I have people I know personally who saw it, and then other witnesses, separate that didn't know it, saw it the same day. Black helicopter flies over. Mike Hansen and Steve Lane saw it while they're building a house out in Belton. Flies over to school, sprays it. Everybody gets sick, vomiting, diarrhea. It was on national TV. Remember that? We have all seen this type of stuff go on. This has been reported on. There's a bunch of declassified instances of it. So if they're going to spray your town, it's going to be from 2,000 feet or lower, normally 1,500 feet, helicopter and fixed wing. And there is chemtrail spraying. I remember in 97, 98 it started. Before anybody even had talked about it, I said, why do trails, and I never knew the answer, that used to disappear in a few seconds to a minute, why are they there 4 hours later? Why do they all form a haze? Now NASA admits the Earth is 20% darker than it was 30 years ago. Now it's in mainstream government textbooks that they are spraying. Joining us is Clifford Carnicom, Sir, thank you for holding during that introduction. We are so honored to have you. Let me just give folks your bio. Clifford Carnicom, who has been actively involved in bringing attention to the chemtrail phenomenon, has been a self-employed professional computer consultant for the past 3 years and now resides in Santa Fe, New Mexico, with his wife, Carol. He is previously a research scientist and federal employee for 15 years with three different agencies, including the United States Department of Defense, the Bureau of Land Management, and the U.S. Forest Service. His technical background is extensive in the fields of science, I guess that's geodietic, if I'm pronouncing that right, science, advanced mathematics, computer science, and the physical sciences. And that's the bio from Coast to Coast AM. Clifford Carnicom, again, thanks for joining us.
Alex, thanks very much for the opportunity to be here. I truly appreciate it. And I also thank you for establishing that precedent, as you did in that opening segment, which is very, very true. And, you know, you referred to 1977, and I have a document that was given to me shortly after I started this research that is very clear documentation of the long history and litany of open-air testing. This particular document concerns congressional hearings that were held in 1977. That basically raise a question. It's an acknowledgement that the U.S. population has been openly tested and or experimented or operated upon.
I think, and U.S. Code, U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 30, U.S. Code Chapter 50, I've got to say this code real fast to be able to get it out right. That's how my memory works. U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B says they're allowed to use lethal chemical, biological, or radiological agents on the American people for research. Sorry.
And, you know, this is 30 years later, but the opening line of these hearings is just amazing to me because it's basically unfortunate, but it appears as though after 30 years there's been really no progress made. I'd like to read this one sentence if I can. In the opening line to these hearings, it says, recent revelations of similar open-air testing in civilian areas have alarmed many people. Their concern extends beyond the safety or hazards presented by the test organisms. However, it goes to the heart of what a free society is all about. Should a democratic people cede to its government the full responsibility of determining when secret tests on unwitting subjects are necessary to protect the nation's security? That was Kennedy, back when Kennedy actually did some work in 1977. And I really give him credit because he raised the fundamental issue, which is really the very same issue now. And that is, to what limit is there, what threshold is there to the claim or guise of national security as a domain that is untouchable, no matter what the circumstances are. And this is the world that we're in now. National security is used as a defense, a hidden defense, as to any and all of these operations that the public has an obvious right to know, but are put under the cloak of supposedly protecting us. And Kennedy nailed it 30 years ago in that statement.
Well, it's a blank check for total tyranny. Oh, we're having no-bid contracts. National security, oh, we're secretly arresting you. National security, we're going to spray bioweapons on you. National security, I mean, it's a perfect pretext for dictatorship.
It is, and I thank you for establishing precedent because that's a good ground plane to start on, is for people to realize, you know, this is not something that needs to be imagined or constructed. This is very real, has a long history. What is different about this operation that I became involved in researching at the beginning of 1999
is that it's so huge.
Is the scale and magnitude of the operation, and also the arrogance, the scale and the arrogance of the operation. And that is, we are now in a state of affairs where we have open-air testing on a global scale, direct lying about it from top officials. United States Air Force lied early in the game, direct lied to the American public, calling this a hoax without any real documentation of any kind to support their claim. And the scale and arrogance and magnitude of the effect is what's different. And that is important. It's not the same as conducting some localized test for some defensive project. This is open-air operations. It's not a test. This thing is in place. Our atmosphere has been changed. This world has been changed. It's not a matter of some little test pilot. You are breathing an altered atmosphere now. We all are.
I don't even know where to start, Clifford Carnicom. Let's go through how you woke up and the different projects that are rolled in. You mentioned the main focus of it, and I've done some of the similar research and looked at your research, it does appear to be mainly an atmosphere alteration, but then there's some other operations going on too.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Have you been noticing that something is different in the world today? Nostradamus said that at the turn of the last century, things would reverse, that good would become bad and bad would become good, that there would be a crossover and we would enter the apocalypse. You cannot deny that his words have come to pass. What does this mean for us? Jerry Vanno has written a book entitled The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. He explains mysteries that have been kept from the masses by the ruling powers about our origin and purpose for being, and about the apocalyptic time we live in and the results in the year 2012. You can get the book on the internet at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It can be bought in paperback, ebook, and talking book. The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Visit Jerry Vanno's homepage at www.gvano.com. Again, that's www.gvano.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Clifford Carnicom is our guest talking about chemtrails. There's only one part of the chemical biological testing going on against us. I would say that it's kind of a dual axis. We've got everything happening with the in the air, in the water. They poison the water. They poison the air. They've been caught red-handed doing it. They institutionalize what they're doing right in front of our faces many times. It's the arrogance, the sodium fluoride, the stannous fluoride, and the rest of it, documented to be deadly poison. But then you have the vaccines. They're also poisoning you through those. See, if they're admitted to have done all this horrible stuff in the past, how do you then now trust them to take your vaccines? If one of the biggest pharmacological companies in the world, Bayer, would knowingly put AIDS virus in your drugs, knowingly, and hepatitis C, knowing it was in there, and still selling it, then what would the government and these other groups do? So I don't want to hear it's too dastardly, too big. Clifford Carnicom, how did you wake up to this and then get into the atmosphere manipulation and then shift into the biological effects of that, but then the biological effects of the other spraying we know is going on?
My work started at the very beginning of 1999, Alex, in February. And we go outside quite a bit. My wife and I go camping quite a bit, and I have a background that's outdoors quite a bit. And I live in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is a high desert region. Certainly one of the classic regions for high desert, blue skies, just beautiful vistas. Many artists live here because of that. And so it's actually an ideal laboratory if a person wants to be in a certain place to examine this issue. And February 14th, it was Valentine's Day, was the day that I actually started to work. And it had been preceded by several weeks of noticing a pattern that we would head out on our trips for the morning of the weekend. It would look absolutely beautiful when we would wake up. Very, very typical weather conditions for the high desert Southwest. And then we'd have breakfast, and about an hour and a half later, we'd go out, and the weather had completely changed. And that was acting really at a subconscious level for 2 to 3 weeks. And then on February 14th, I was out the door. At the time, it was still perfectly blue, and this aircraft went directly overhead. And what was different this time is I just watched. I'm sure it was being triggered at a subconscious level, but this time I just stood and I just watched, and I watched the transition take place for the first time. And the amazing thing is that a major transition can actually take place in about a half hour of time if the operation is large enough. So you can completely transform the atmosphere in a regional area in a fairly short time.
You can watch a clear sky be totally filled with these trails that just stay there.
Oh, I've counted in a couple times. I have counted over 100 passes. You can't say individual aircraft, but over 100 passes within a two-hour period. They just blanket the sky and completely alter it. And so I started taking photographs and showed that progression for the very first time, that you had an unnatural situation that was taking place. And I simply opened the door by posting the photographs on the website and really just raised the issue. I mean, that's sort of my style. I wasn't trying to. I knew it was wrong. At a gut level, I knew it was wrong. At the very least, you would call this a question of pollution. And the website started, and at that point, it was fairly clear very soon that there was an interest in my work by military, industrial, chemical, pharmaceutical, medical, chemical complex. It was very shortly after you would find, and I was just an individual, really pretty low-key person. I was a quiet and conservative federal employee.
They were living on your website.
But I was drawing attention very early in the game because my work is more of an analytical nature, that's for sure. It's, you know, observation and analysis, that's my background. And then it started from there, and from that point on, I started my work and ended up, I've spent a probably good 6 years. The past year, I have not been actively involved in research because I've reached really thresholds of what I can do. It does look like there's another subject I'm going to be getting involved in. But there are literally thousands of pages, I would assume, that I have written now over 6 years and devoted pretty much my entire life to this issue, to basically call alarm. That was my purpose, to call alarm. This is not something that is solved by a person. This is not something you.
Yeah, certainly.
To.
You're just alerting people to something strange going on.
So when
did this start?
Here.
For me, about 97, 98, I began to notice that trails that disappeared within a minute maximum would be there 4 or 5 hours later. Clear skies would be turned into these trails that just expanded and merged. And then NASA comes out and says suddenly the Earth is 20% darker. Just on the weather control angle of this, what's going on?
Well, I did want to mention, as you said, there's a lot of things to this, and it's very true. And people do have a tendency to, I would say, either simplify it or avoid it because it's too complex, either or. And it is a complex issue, and over a period of 6-7 years, I have evolved to where there's about 7 areas that I think are involved in.
Well, let's run through the gamut, run the gauntlet with you on the other side, Clifford Carnicom. Website's carnicom.com. We have a link to it up on InfoWars.com. Just vital information that this man has done. So many other great researchers, but he was the trailblazer. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning
bottom line, we know that condensation trails growing up my entire life, my father's life. I've talked to grandparents when jet travel first began. Trails always disappear within a minute. My entire life. And then suddenly the late 90s, they began to just hang there, expand, grow. So is the government blocking out the evil radiation from the sun, or are they engaging in mass inoculations? All these things have been said. Are they poisoning us? Well, we know in the past they have killed American citizens on purpose with admitted biological testing. And then we have all the admissions of low-altitude spraying. Clifford Carnicom, walk through the 7 different areas of your research and what you know, what you've tested. Break it down for us, sir.
Thanks, Alex. This list was 5 up to about a year ago, and there's been 2 added that I haven't really written up, but I've added them to the list. Some of these can be shown to exist, at least with the best evidence we can. Some of them exist strictly through analysis. Basically, in my case, I have to look at the data and then ask, what would you do? If this set of data exists, what does that data portend, basically? And so I wouldn't call it conjecture by any means, but it's definitely a process of analysis. The seven areas would be as follows. The first would be, and I would say that all of these, I would call them areas of operation that are consistent with all of the data that has been collected over 7 years. They do not exist individually. They exist simultaneously. They are. First one would be environmental modification and control, actually modifying our world in terms of its environment and weather. This would be the simplest and the easiest probably to understand and demonstrate. The second would be the conduct of biological operations using particulates as a transport medium for biological materials. The third would be the application and use of electromagnetic operations, the transmission and propagation and manipulation of energy, electromagnetic energy, within a modified atmospheric environment. Let's see, the easiest analogy there would be the ionosphere. Think of the conditions of the ionosphere at altitude, which
some type of conductivity for HARP or something.
Yeah, that's right. That medium. Think of that medium of the ionosphere being brought to a lower level around the Earth. Basically, we can talk about each of these in more detail. The fourth would be military operations, defense, military, offensive, defense, and military operations. HARP is certainly a main player. If you look at the thesis and patent of the HARP facility. It fits like a glove with the actual data that exists for us now. The fifth is a little bit more esoteric, but still quite feasible to me. This would be one based on analysis. And that is a geophysical modification. Actually, the consideration of whether the planet itself, I'm not talking about just the atmosphere, but the geophysics of the Earth, you would be talking about rotation of the Earth, geophysical processes, tectonic, these type of things. And that may sound a little bit stretched for some folks, but the data actually suggests that such things could indeed be feasible to do. The last two are additions over the last year, which have not been written up. Number six would be surveillance, a surveillance operation. The idea there being, you know, most of us are familiar with radar, and radar is when you send a radio wave out and it bounces off of something, comes back and tells you something's there. Well, what's interesting is radar works because the objects that you're detecting are of a certain size. It has to do with the wavelength of what you're sending out. It has to match what it is you're looking for. So radio works with radar for airplanes and big objects. But there is an alternative method of detection that involves light waves. And the wavelength of light waves is extremely small, very small. And, in fact, it's at the same size as the particles that we're speaking of that compose this these operations that are being introduced. So it's quite feasible that you actually could develop a surveillance system that would, instead of being able to track large objects, such as planes and boats and this type of thing, could track literally down to the microscopic level. And
In the public admissions about HARP, they say that it was designed to see tiny objects over the horizon.
Exactly true. The HARP patent is just full. I've spent some time with that patent and didn't really know a lot about it when I started, but I've sort of dug into that on a technical side, and I'll tell you the overlap is just tremendous.
Now, that's all the science on the end of it. Studying this, looking at it, though, you know, just speaking on your opinion, what do you think they're doing? Number one, what is this doing to the atmosphere? What changes have we seen that can then point us towards what their goals may be?
Okay. The actual materials that are being identified over and over and over are what you would call ionizing salt. It's a very specific category of physics, and yet extremely important. The best explanation for what can physically transform the atmosphere in the way that they have is through the introduction of ionizable metallic salts. Now, what does that mean? And also of an extremely small size, down at the submicron level.
Isn't that similar to the nuclei they use to weather control?
You mean for cloud seeding?
Yes.
Well, I would suspect, you know, if we looked into the cloud seeding, and I could be mistaken, but I suspect the particles that we're dealing with would be a magnitude. Those are crystals we're talking about, you know, in a conventional sense. The size of these is so incredibly small. Submicron, a human hair is 60 to 100 microns. A bacteria are on the order of 10 microns. What I'm speaking of is on the order of a submicron, most likely. So the size of what you're talking about is truly a unique, let's say represents a truly unique opportunity for physical change in terms of how clouds form and this type of thing.
Okay, please continue.
But this business of ionization appears to be extremely important. The materials that are being found, specific ones would be calcium, magnesium, and barium. My tests have repeatedly shown these. Barium is of tremendous concern here because it is a highly toxic element in soluble form. It's quite on par with arsenic in terms of its toxicity in soluble form. And what I'm speaking of would be in soluble form because you're dealing about clouds and moisture. These particular elements, calcium, barium, and magnesium, with special emphasis upon carium and calcium and barium, these materials have a really unique property in that if you subject them to the energy that is available in sunlight, both visible light and ultraviolet light, particularly the ultraviolet light portion of the spectrum, basically the energy within sunlight is sufficient to cause these materials to become electrically charged. That's what ionized means. An ion is an electrically charged material. If you can ionize a material and throw electrons into a gas, namely the air. So, man, we're talking about a very open door in terms of the physics of what you have created. There is a word called plasma, and many of us are familiar with a neon light tube, this type of thing. A neon light tube is filled with gas, and yet what happens? You send energy from point A to point B. You create light. That same idea is what I'm talking about here. It is quite conceivable and appears to be the end goal. It's certainly what Harp explicitly describes, is that if you can increase the electron density in the atmosphere, you can create what is called a plasma. And a plasma is an electrically conductive gas. If you create an electrically conductive gas, in my mind, it's literally an open door towards the transmission and control and manipulation of energy in that environment. And we're talking about electromagnetic energy, ELF energy. The wavelength that our bodies work upon is 0 to 100 hertz, ELF energy. Over and over and over, I have detected the presence of, it appears clearly artificial. There's no explanation I can come for it in a natural sense at all. This is stepped intervals of 4 hertz, artificial energy at the ELF level. These are the waves that our bodies work at, our brains work at, our minds work at. So everything to me says that a grand design behind this project is to and has been to create a altered atmosphere that is now usable for the transmission. Let's say enhanced transmission and propagation of electromagnetic energy, a component of which includes ELF energy. ELF energy can be used to store, if you pump it like a Tesla would deal with this resonance factor. If you pulse ELF energy, you can store tremendous amounts of energy at the level of a geophysical weapon. There's something called a heave weapon. If you read that Harp report, there's something called a heave weapon. A heave weapon is where you actually lift up the magnetic field of the Earth, and it is equivalent in energy as well as apparently effect to the types of things you would see with an atomic bomb, with the advantage that you don't actually detonate anything. I mean, it's really pretty astounding.
So it's an invisible weapon where you can basically kill all the life in an entire region if you wish.
Yes, and, you know, this is not something I'm making up. This is something I study. That's what my work is.
No, I understand. I've seen those federal documents. And you know, going back to tectonic weapons that you mentioned earlier, we have Secretary of Defense Cohen back in 97 giving a speech about tectonic earthquake, type of volcanic type weapons, and then expanding on that. To just show the craziness of people running things, they've used tens of thousands of tons of depleted uranium all over the world, knowing that the radiation detectors are picking up higher levels and that the particulates are very bad for all of us. We know they tested hundreds. Our own government did a high-altitude test nuclear weapons back in the 60s. So we know that they do things that are very bad for the environment on a routine basis publicly. I've read that these different salts, these different chemicals that are in the air, are also very bad for human tissues.
In numerous ways. I mean, you can just take it on a physical level first, just the mechanical side. There is a direct link between increased mortality and increased particulate count. You can get this from the, American Lung Association, whatever. This is all over the place. John Hopkins, if you breathe more particles, more of you will die. That's just the mechanics of it. Then you have to raise the question of, well, what exactly are these particles? What are they composed of? And what might they carry? Well, certainly if compounds are barium, soluble barium compounds, those guys are toxic, highly toxic. And then if you extend this on to the piggyback or transport mechanism, which is also exemplified in HARP, then you open up another hole.
What's the main way of distribution? I mean, in a lot of times it's these unmarked white airplanes that have been photographed at weird U.S. bases out in Arizona and Indiana and all over the country. We know that's going on, but sometimes it's the passenger jets. Is this being mixed with fuel, or what's the main delivery mode for this?
Yeah, these are good questions. I once did a talk up here in Taos, New Mexico, and I started right out at the beginning. I said, folks, sorry. But the main questions you want, the five W's, who, what, when, where, why, whatever, you're not going to get a simple, direct answer. We don't have it, unfortunately. You're dealing with observations that have to be taken by citizens on the ground because there is no forthcoming information on this whatsoever. Now, that being said, I will say this. There are many individuals that have stated that these planes are a certain type of plane, say a military tanker, this type of thing. There are people that have said, commercial aircraft, it's a joke to think that they are even remotely involved in this. What I do is I just collect the data, and if you look at my early work, the early work for the first year or two was nothing more than collecting photographs, almost entirely. I focused on getting images, and I would post these images the best that I could get with telescopic images, telephoto images, and post them and ask the question, what type of plane is this? What are we dealing with? And all I will say, if you look at the photographs that I have taken, some of them which are truly remarkable in that they clearly show emissions from the entire wingspan. I have five of these, very good examples. They show emissions across the entire wingspan, a continuous stream. It doesn't come from the engines in that case. I'm not saying in all cases at all. But I do believe there have been different methods that have been used and experimented upon or tried. But in that case, it doesn't even come from the engines. If you look at those aircraft and you identify them, all I can say is they are commercial-type aircraft in those that I have photographed. I'm not saying they're commercial aircraft because I can't see. I can't see the people. I can't see the markings with my equipment.
Mr. Carnegie, what about this?
Commercial-type equipment.
Sure.
And I will clearly say that the evidence actually strongly, more than strongly, implicates the involvement and collusion and incorporation of the commercial airline industry within this operation.
Let me add something here. I have seen one jet flying at the same altitude just a few miles away here in Austin, not leaving trails that stay there for an hour or two, or leaving no trail at all, and right next to it a jet leaving a trail that's there 3 hours later. Now, what does that say?
Yeah, you know, the classic arguments against these, and I'm familiar with most of them, but, you know, people will say, oh, you know, the planes are operating two different altitudes and the atmospheric conditions are different. Sorry, folks, it just doesn't hold. Anybody that digs into this seriously will see that, the conditions that you're describing there are not at variance enough to describe the tremendous difference in what Alex is speaking of right now.
Well, I know what happened. I mean, in the late 90s, contrails went from lasting 30 seconds on average, maybe a minute and a half, to being there for hours. Now, I want to know, I mean, could this be some type of resonant energy in the atmosphere that just makes normal condensation trails behave differently?
Now, what happens, to the best of my knowledge, Alex, is this. in terms of the physics of what's going on. When you ask the question, how could you have a, I can't call them clouds because they're not really clouds anymore, but let's use that term for right now. Let's say you have a bank, a bank or layer at 35 to 40,000 feet. The region that was traditionally home to thin, high cirrus clouds, wispy clouds, and they would subsequently develop into fuller cloud forms that would descend to lower altitudes. But the high altitudes, 35,000 feet, were reserved primarily for thin, wispy clouds and not a whole lot more. You have to ask the question, how at 35 to 40,000 feet could you have a continuous thick layer start to develop? And it is with the introduction of the salt, a certain type of salt, not just any salt. But if you introduced a salt that can absorb moisture when the humidity is roughly 30, 35%, which there are certain salts that do that, the type that I'm speaking of, now you change things because now you're able to collect and absorb moisture on extremely small particles. And let's talk about clouds for a second because let's talk about a difference between two things. Contrails, if you look at what a contrail is, contrails form. It's, you know, what happens when you breathe on a cold winter day, right?
Stay there. We'll have to talk about it when we get back. We're up against a break. Clifford Carnicom's our guest. This is such an important subject because things have changed in our atmosphere. There have been atmospheric changes to the planet. The laws that we knew before, it seems, have been suspended. And I've seen these trails down low. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to open the phones up specifically on chemical, biological, radiological testing on the American people, namely the chemtrails, the Clifford Carnicom, He'll be with us for a half hour taking calls, and in the last half hour I'll get into some of the new news coming out over in Israel and some of the domestic police state issues. Before we go back to Clifford Carnicom, well, let me give you the number. It's 1-800-259-9231 if you want to join us on air. Before we do that, my new film Terror Storm is out. It really is the most powerful film I've ever made. And I hope you'll get a DVD copy of it. It's all it's available on right now at InfoWars.com on the secure video and bookstore shopping cart. It covers the history of government-sponsored terror, the USS Liberty, the Gulf of Tonkin. We get into the London bombings. We travel to London, the latest 9/11 information, Professor Stephen Jones, Morgan Reynolds, Ray McGovern, Cindy Sheehan on the war, on the lies involving the Iraq war, on British soldiers caught staging terror attacks over there. This is such an important film, Terror Storm. You need to have it. It's unlike any film I've ever made. The guy that did the professional music for A Scanner Darkly, in the top 10 at the movies right now, he did the music for Terror Storm. It's got professional graphics. It's such an important film. It needs to be seen. Go to InfoWars.com and get your copy today of Terror Storm, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. There's some bad low-bandwidth copies out there on the web. I wish they were high-bandwidth. But on PrisonPlanet.tv, it's in super high-bandwidth and then low-bandwidth, depending on what your connection is, when you become a PrisonPlanet.tv member for 15 cents a day. So go check out all the benefits at PrisonPlanet.tv, the benefits of being a subscriber. And, of course, your purchase also makes this broadcast possible, and your support is needed. You can also call toll-free to get Terror Storm or any of the 15 films I've made or the other books and videos that I carry by other wonderful authors. That number is 1-888-253-3139. All right, let's go back to Clifford Carnicom. Clifford, we don't have a lot of time left. It's going by so fast, and I appreciate you joining us. Not only is there the HAARP effects of weapons or manipulation or conductivity of so many different things, anti-personnel on multiple levels, but it seems to be associated with weather modification. When big storms are coming in, for sure, you see these jets coming in even lower. I mean, I've seen trails getting laid down at 10, 15, 5,000 feet, which I never saw before in the past, in front of the storms, knocking them out, stopping them. A lot of researchers have pointed that out. So can you comment on some of the other aspects of this?
I'd say that's absolutely true, what you're saying there. Did you want me to elaborate on that part or go on to the other areas?
Any area you think is important, elaborate.
First would be to corroborate and confirm what it is you're saying there. There clearly is a very definite association with weather fronts in terms of these operations. Moisture is absolutely being altered, moisture patterns. The claim that these are benevolent operations has just never worked from the data side. If I could see that in the data, I would raise that scenario, but it doesn't fit. Everything here shows a covert operation, which has a malevolent effect on both the planet as well as those who live upon it. Moisture is being altered. Storm systems are being affected and manipulated. And, you know, it's a real curious thing, but if you actually look into the explanations, they don't make any sense at all in terms of what's offered here. They'll say that these things are being conducted during times of high humidity. I've looked at the humidity here, and I've looked at it up high with all the balloons. I've looked at it all the way up to 50,000, even 100,000, whatever those balloons go up, 65,000 feet. We do not have high humidity up there, and the lies that are being put forth about supposedly this is happening in a high humidity environment, it doesn't hold water at all. And as a matter of fact, talking about association with storms, I did quite a bit of work to actually try and determine what is the pattern? When are these planes coming in? And something happened that I didn't even expect, actually.
Well, stay right there. We've got a break. Tell us about that when we get back, because this is important. And then I want to talk about Ben Livingston's research, the father of modern weather weapons. Oh, yeah, he's got some comments.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.